Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. On the broadcast today, Bo Bernhardt. He is Vice President of Economic Development at UNLV. It's an exciting show, and he's here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, and I am always delighted to be joined by Bo Bernhardt. He is Vice President of Economic Development at UNLV, and of course we know him over the many years of being Executive Director of the International Gaming Institute. But economic development is now your main thing.
It is.
I mean, not like you don't have two huge titles here. Economic development, as I have observed it over the last 30, 40 years, is a very long-term project. I remember asking an economic development officer in the city of Reno 30 years ago, how long does it take, really, to do economic development? He said about 20 to 30 years. So as you work on things, is that your timeline rather than we can get this done tomorrow?
Yeah, it's certainly longer term. I would say that Las Vegas has a tendency to have growing pains and do things quickly, which is a good news, bad news development, right? And on the bright side, things happen more quickly than they do in other urban locales. On the downside, it's like my young daughter who's 9 years old, she wakes up with the back of her knees in pain because she grew an inch last night. That's what it's like living in Las Vegas and engaging the level of economic development and diversification that we do here, because things just move so, so quickly. But yes, when you think about the way in which the Reno Tahoe area not too long ago was very much a casino-centric economy, and now it's so much more. When you think about what downtown San Diego did in and around the Gaslamp District with that stadium-driven economic development down there, that took a few years, right? So there are leaps forward that happen, certainly, but over time is really the best way to evaluate the outcomes.
All right, so when I look at economic development, you already have this huge base industry with gaming, tourism, entertainment, sports now as well. To diversify into another business, what do you look at in terms of real development? Would you like to see 10% of the economy diversified, 50%? because that's going to mean lots of different industries that are not susceptible to huge downturns in the economy. And that's the blessing of TRI. A lot of businesses there that are huge are not dependent on the economy of the day.
That's right, that's right. So diversification is something we want in order to have resilience, right? And I believe that right now there's more of an energy in Southern Nevada than at any point in my lifetime, and I've been here forever, simply because it was visceral when the lights of the Las Vegas Strip went off, right? And we had, according to the New York Times, the most devastated COVID economy here in Southern Nevada. Now, when you look at Nevada's economy, overall, we are not terribly diversified, but that's in large part because the southern part of the state is not terribly diversified. Reno actually compares very favorably with the Salt Lakes, with the Phoenixes, places that have incredibly diversified economies. And so there are metrics that measure not so much, you know, incremental increases so much as they measure total diversification. And the more diverse, the more resilient, right? You can draw from one sector of the economy when another sector is down. And it's for the same reason that businesses like to diversify revenue streams, because if one type of customer shuts down, you have others to go to. And that's why a diversified economy can really help Southern Nevada.
Okay, so one of the really major factors in the diversification of Northern Nevada was the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Yes.
We've talked about it many times on the program. The big key there was you had one man, Roger Norman, who bought this huge tract of land, two-thirds of Storey County, and invested $100 million in infrastructure before anybody showed up. And they were a huge sponsor of the show and still a good friend. And that was really the key, as far as I could observe, for bringing these companies that, instead of saying, here we have, like at Apex, we have this dirt, and eventually it could be whatever you want, and we can bring all these things. It was already there, the cable, the fiber, the roads.
Yeah.
Is that what it really takes, is to have private money coming in and saying, we will put this in?
I think private and public. In this instance, I'm fascinated that you brought this up at this moment, because help is on the way in the form of the Build Back Better grants coming out of Washington, D.C. And Southern Nevada's submission effectively lights up Apex. What it also lights up nearby is UNLV's 2,000 acres, which is adjacent to the 215 freeway. It's now sort of in the middle of town. And those are enormous parcels that have that kind of potential, like we saw in Northern Nevada. So the next 2 years, I would say, will be crucial in that Southern Nevada will have a regional development project with certainly a lot of private sector partners, right? But also because of this opportunity, sort of an unprecedented opportunity, right, for all of these federal dollars to come into Nevada to take advantage of this moment, light it up, if you will, with sewers and broadband and all the different kinds of things that you need in order to have a business community. And we'll have sort of a blank canvas between that and UNLV's 2,000 acres, which were set aside for us during a Lands Act move in 2011. We've got an entirely new North Las Vegas environment that really can transform the economy. So stay tuned.
Oh, right. And to point out to people that may not have the concept, 2,000 acres is a huge amount of land.
Yeah. UNLV is on 300 acres.
Right.
The whole campus is 300
City
acres.
City Center is on, I think,
60.
65.
Yeah. City Center is 60. This is 2,000 acres. Used to be where the red flag exercises were, and so we do have munitions to clear out. The good news is bullets, not bombs. So the Army Corps of Engineers is working as we speak to clear it out, clean it up, and really, again, provide us with, again, a blank canvas on which our economy and our businesses can paint.
Caesars Entertainment is a huge supporter
they
of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Explain a little bit about what they're doing.
So Caesars came to us early on because they were enamored, and in particular, the chief casino officer, Melissa Price, was enamored with some of the innovations that were coming out of our gaming and hospitality program. I think they came to understand that in the same way that Hollywood film studios, of course, lean heavily on USC and UCLA, not just for students, but for patents and innovations. One of the things that universities are really, really good at is creating labs that generate all sorts of discoveries that can be commercialized, that can feed the local, national, international economy. And in much the same way that the Hollywood Film Studios recognize the potency of those two powerhouse universities in the LA region, this conversation with Caesars grew to a point where we said, okay, we have this big amount of land in the southwest part of the valley called the Harry Reid Tech Park. What if we went in together in the first building? And their commitment gave our developers the confidence to get out of the ground. And now, as you'll see when you head over there a little bit later, the fourth floor is a showcase of the hospitality industry of tomorrow like nothing else on the planet, but something that other fields are very accustomed to. I mentioned, of course, Los Angeles and Hollywood and the film industry. This is something that the universities in Michigan have long done with the automobile industry. The universities in Houston have long done with the energy industry. This is what your local university does. And in Southern Nevada's instance, we're kind of all you got in terms of research universities. Right. It's not like Boston, where there are 37 different campuses. So because I think UNLV has now matured to a point where it can and does contribute these kinds of innovations, the private sector recognizing that and partnering with us was really huge. I should say now, though, we have upwards of 90 companies there. So it's not just one company and not even just one gaming company.
And what's interesting about this is that we're seeing this rush now to new technologies and innovations, but really the gaming industry was incredibly slow.
Slow, yeah.
Over the years, I mean,
I think there's a major reason for that. Yeah, I think monopolistic economies. Right. My great-great-grandfather was a dealer on the Strip many years ago, and he would have patted himself on the back because we were dominating the gambling economy. Well, it was a supply and demand issue. This was the only place where you could do it legally, the state of Nevada, right? So in much the same way that if you own a grocery store and you're the only grocery store in town, you can have spoiled milk and people will still buy it, right?
True.
And so for a long time, we didn't need innovation because we lacked competition. That is not true today. Not when you can gamble on your phone, when you can gamble online, and we can gamble in 48 of the 50 states.
And also, I think it was Sig Rogich who said on the program that with Resorts Worlds coming in, you're bringing the Asian influence
yes.
into Nevada.
Yes. Yeah, undeniably, whenever you can bring in new ideas, and certainly international ideas, Las Vegas is very much a global city. And so it deserves, of course, minds coming in from other continents even with new ideas. Asia is absolutely, of course, it's been said far more eloquently than I'm about to, the powerhouse region of our times. What's interesting is that Latin America and South America might be next, right? Central America and South America. And I think we're very well positioned for that transition to look to some of the same economic developments that are happening in, say, South America. I was on the phone this morning at a 6 a.m. call with the largest university in Chile. Chile is a powerhouse economy. You're seeing a lot of the same growing middle class, growing educational achievements happening in Chile. And for a lot of the same reasons that economists got excited about Asia a generation ago, we're seeing similar demographic shifts throughout the Spanish-speaking world. And the good thing about the Southwest is we're Spanish-speaking, right? There are a whole lot of people for whom this will be a natural bridge to build. But yeah, this international flavor is vital.
Yeah, I think it was probably 18 months ago that Jan Jones, your colleague, mm-hmm. was on the program talking about just having come back from Brazil.
Yes.
That was at that point looking at expanding
That's
gaming
right. That's right.
possibilities down there. You know, part of, and I find this interesting too, coming originally from England, you know, I have more of a world view, I
sure.
think, than a lot of Americans. We ignore through our media Central and South America beyond the problems that they have,
yeah.
but there are millions and millions of people
yeah.
doing lots and lots of good things, and they have money. There's a middle class, there's an upper class that could certainly be tapped for that.
Yeah. I mean, you think about when I was in college, which wasn't too long ago, the whole conversation was about how Japan was going to be number one, right? And we kind of missed the China thing to a significant degree. Sure, they were big, but gosh, tons of poverty and all sorts of challenges and problems. And then, of course, China became the China that we know it today. I think you could see something similar throughout Latin America. Brazil absolutely is a behemoth, but so too is Argentina, so too is Mexico, so too is Chile. Now again, Argentina has tons of economic problems right now. However, a lot of the same dynamics are there. And once more, I think the Southwest, which is very much, again, a Latino and Spanish-speaking region of the United States, is very well positioned to take advantage of what might be the next region to take a great leap forward.
This is totally off topic, but maybe on topic, which is Steven Spielberg has just made a remake of West Side Story.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
And there is a lot of Spanish in
yes.
that movie that is not subtitled.
Yes.
And he said it would have been an insult to the Hispanic community to have subtitled it.
Yes.
What does that say to you where we are in terms of combining?
And our Sondheim of the day is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's a bilingual Puerto Rican kid. Hamilton kind of rewrites that particular chapter of our story. But In the Heights, his debut musical is also primarily, but in Spanish as well, without the subtitles. It's where we're headed, right? We've always been a melting pot. I'm not saying anything profound in saying that, but this is the flavor of our melting pot of today. And so once more, I think we need to look at these as opportunities, right? As sort of a moment in time where the Spanish-speaking world is a world with which we can quite easily engage in this part of the country, certainly. And as the world turns, so too is our region. Once again, I think the most dynamic region in the United States and very well situated to work in all sorts of Latin American environments.
Just to poke over to your other job here at the Gaming Institute, I think it's fascinating to watch the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno and the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas, owned by Alex Morello, who is totally connected to all kinds of Hispanic media that he owns in
Los Angeles,
and bringing these amazing acts. I was with a Hispanic journalist from Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago in Reno, and he was saying, how do you have all these huge acts coming in that normally you wouldn't see in Nevada?
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's the ownership.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Bo Bernhardt after this timeout.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. You have a great hotel here. Mike Pegelman's invested a ton of money into this place to make it just gorgeous. Tell people what they can expect when they come down and stay.
A real quality experience, Sam, and the rooms you've stayed in them, they're good size, very well appointed, clean, and for about $65 Sunday through Thursday right now through the winter, after you're done with your meetings, you take a nice, beautiful scenic drive and come stay in a very nice, beautiful room. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas. We continue our conversation with Bo Bernhardt. He is the Vice President of Economic Development at UNLV. All right, so tell me more about what you're doing at Blackfire. What kind of innovations are you working on there that we're going to see over the coming years?
Sure. So there are a number of innovations coming out of Blackfire that I think will really excite certainly Las Vegas and the hospitality and tourism industry. That was our easiest first industry to engage. Soon enough, you'll see entire buildings dedicated to medical innovations, dedicated to innovations in the fine arts, dedicated to innovations in physics. In other words, all the things that a university touches, like UNLV, will have their own sort of innovation facilities. But in the hospitality spots that you'll see later today, we have, for example, Purelin bed sheets. These are the world's first zero water bed sheets. Kind of important in the Southwest, where we're in the midst of a drought and all sorts of water issues across the entire region.
So what does that mean?
So here's where they go. They get taken off of the hotel room bed. They go downstairs to what used to be the laundry, the rooms that used to be filled with machines that use tens of thousands of gallons of water have been replaced by machines that Purelin makes that melts the sheet into tiny little pellets. It then reconstitutes those tiny little pellets into a brand new sheet, zero water. Kind of innovative in a moment where not only do we have 150,000 hotel rooms, we also have tons of hospital beds here in Southern Nevada, but also more importantly, we're addressing climate resilience, right? We're addressing the water shortage that we're facing as a region. And these are the kinds of things that once more, I think we'll see more and more and more of.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How long does that process take?
It takes a similar amount of time.
Really?
Yeah, and again, as it scales, it'll be faster. As it scales, it'll be more affordable. This is a startup company that now lives at Blackfire. They actually won the Lee Prize for Innovation that the university handed out last year. But once more, they're in a situation where they're growing really fast. They're trying to get costs down, talking to folks like the Las Vegas Valley Water District to see whether credits might affect that sort of economic transaction. But once they get to that level of affordability, look out. And once more, this is a Nevada innovation. And so we have physicists who have solved room temperature superconducting at Southern Nevada that allow, and at UNLV, that allow folks to send energy from point A to point B with no loss of energy, which changes literally every electric device that you ever, ever touch. Governor Sisolak referenced this with a huge smile during his State of the State almost a year ago in January. But more importantly for Nevada, it contributes to what really is becoming a burgeoning energy-oriented economy, which is a huge opportunity for us here in Nevada.
All right, I'm going to throw an interesting curve at you when we come back. We'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bo Bernhard, who is the Vice President of Economic Development at UNLV. So here's the question, which is, does Allegiant Stadium and the Golden Knights and potentially the A's bring all kinds of executives from all over the country to Nevada that allows you then to tap into them, to take them to Blackfire and say, this is what you're doing. Why are you not doing your thing here as well?
Yes. And it's more than just those facilities. I would wager, I have no data on this, but I would wager that if you looked at all of the Fortune 500 CEOs, there are two cities that all of them visit at least once a year. One of them is New York. The other one might be Las Vegas because their show is here. The convention where they showcase their wares or their clients are here, right? And so one of the things we're working on at Blackfire, for example, at the upcoming CES, is Blackfire is going to be buzzing with after parties, before parties, showcases in a way that really takes advantage, I think for the first time, at least from UNLV's perspective, of the massive amount of inbound tourism. Because you're right, it brings, games bring this, but so too do conventions, really smart minds who become increasingly accustomed to coming to Las Vegas, either for fun or for work, and what a huge resource that is in a way that no other city has other than New York City.
All right, so do you see growth in the gaming industry? And really, it's so much more than the gaming industry, because gaming has only been, what, around 32% of the revenue for these properties anyway. But do you see an increase in rooms over the next few years?
Well, it depends on if you're talking about within Nevada or globally. I still think that the best way to understand these Nevada companies is that in much the same way that Ford made Model Ts and then sent them out to a happy planet of consumers, we make something called an integrated resort casino. It is, we kind of cringe at this, an adult Disneyland. It is a place where grown-ups play, and we've sent it everywhere from Sydney to Brazil to South America. To South Africa, and I think that continues because the tourism dollar is so potent in so many places around the world want you to bring your dollars from elsewhere and drop them in your economy.
That's where we have to leave it for today. It is always,
always fun
and interesting to talk to you, and we're going to come out and get some B-roll of things going on
Can't
at Blackfire.
Wait to show it to you.
And please come back soon. It's always a pleasure.
Always.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you next time.